The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states. Or it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Monday. Wow, already the 3rd of April, 2017. And is it permissible to do retroactive April Fools, or do you got to do it on a day? All right, I'll just put that in with the Erin Go Brah, the St. Patty's thing with the green beer. We'll skip them all. If this is Monday, I've got Ron McDonald riding shotgun with me today. Hello, Ronald McDonald.
Hey, how you doing today, John?
You're a little weak.
How about now?
My God, you don't have to shout at me.
Okay.
No, that's okay. No, we just had you down on the Skype a little bit. You're good. You're good.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be great if every day was April 1st?
Wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be great if every day was the 367th day of the year?
Yeah.
And that would include election years, or as they say, they're, you know, man, I was listening to Mike Rivero right before his show ended and talking about Gorsuch. I knew this earlier today, but he said it well. They're acting like a bunch of children. We've got people. Somebody wrote an article about Schiff. I'll dig that out here in a second, about this guy being a traitor. And he spent the good part of the first paragraph saying, yeah, he's Jewish, but this is not an anti-Semitic statement. Well, this little wide-eyed bugger out of California, there's an agenda, folks. And when I say agenda, you know, it's one thing to have party politics. That's an agenda. It's one thing to vote a certain way or try to block other people from seeing your point of view and getting your fellow comrades, and I use that tongue-in-cheek, well, maybe not so tongue-in-cheek, you know, to have your buddies up there vote with you or whatever. But this has gone beyond the pale. They have been digging around in this Gorsuch's background and cases. I think they went through 1,100 of them, couldn't find squat. And what this turns out to be is because we didn't take a vote on the character that Obama recommended. Well, it was pretty close to the end of his term. He wasn't the best choice. I'm not even sure that Gorsuch is, but that's politics and, you know, whatever. It's just amazing to me, Ron. And I'm watching the news cycles, and it's all about left, right, Democrats pounding sand, screaming, being snowflakes. It's about the Republicans and whatever the hell they're about anymore. I don't even know. We have a government that seems to be blind to its duties and obligations to its citizenry. And I don't say that lightly. I mean that in the full weight of they don't get it. And here we all are, sitting out here flapping in the wind, listening. Now the adult children are acting like screaming little children. And it's really, really unattractive. Yeah, I'd say so. I don't get it. We have meltdown. We're in meltdown mode, and everybody's twiddling their thumbs and whistling through the graveyard. I don't get it.
I don't either. You know, and I mentioned it last Monday. I don't see why Trump has not weeded out the CIA, the NSA, and the FBI. I'm just not getting it. I mean, this is what will make him very powerful if he has loyal people following him, officers following him. He's done nothing. He's done absolutely nothing on that.
Well, and you're trying to figure out, just, you know, follow the timeline here of the leaks. And was it the DNC? Oh, it was those evil Russians. Oh, you know, it was this, it was that, and the other. And we're still piddling around with this when the real leak that came out was about the Clinton Foundation. There have been movies that have played in national circuit theaters about Clinton, about her dirty dealings, especially, I do believe it was with Haiti when they had their little earthquake over there.
Yeah.
And, you know, it goes on and on and on. What's not on the radar scope are the people that have committed the crimes and are still walking around scot-free. And then we see one half of our political system in this country just be the anti-other party. And, man, I'm telling you, I saw a film clip today. Mike, the new head of the DNC, that's a fresh clip on YouTube. I don't know the guy's name, but see if you can dig this up, and you need to hear this. Because this is pure and outright idiocy. They had to clean house in the upper echelons of the DNC, because of the Jewish princess out of Florida, the one that was ahead of the DNC, was caught red-handed, fixing it against Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders didn't need his own fix. Bernie Sanders was his own demise. He never would have been elected president because he was a self-proclaimed communist. I'm sorry, socialist. And, you know, I'll give him kudos for that. Go run in Cuba or another communist or, I'm sorry, socialist country. How do you like the grapes in France? Why don't you move over there? If you want to practice socialism, go to a country that does socialism and is proud of it. France is proud of being socialist. We're not. We're trying to claw our way back to at least maintaining some kind of life in this country, and we've got these asset politicians literally acting like children. And the other ones that don't want to act like children are acting like ogres that want to destroy us and start World War III. I mean, it's out of the box, man. That's all I can say. It's out of the box.
No, I agree with you. I'm not understanding it either. I was sure there's going to be division between the Democrats and the Republicans. I didn't realize there was a underground war between the Democrats against the Republicans.
Well, it's kind of always been that way because I'm a Democrat. And I've got a, is that a horse's ass or is that a donkey? Oh, no, they're donkeys. And we're Republicans, and we got the elephant. I don't know what that means. I really don't know why they picked that as their logo. I don't know, because they never forget. Well, we never forget either. You know, the 20 men that stood up against Donald Trump, against Ryan, Speaker of the House, against the rest of the Senate that didn't seem quite to hear what we were screaming at the top of our lungs. We don't want state-run health care. Ron, are you a veteran?
Yes, I am.
You ever been to the VA?
Yeah.
Wonderful outfit, isn't it?
Yeah, I've been to the VA since 1971.
I don't know how it is out there in California, but most of these places are screwed up.
Yeah, they are.
And if you want to, and I'm really amazed that nobody has brought this up. Even the never repeal and replace people is why they didn't remind people that government has had oversight in a national health care program for a number of years. It's called the Veterans Administration. And why don't you go ask the people that have visited the VA? Why don't you talk about the people that have to wait months to be seen on a certain thing or have certain tests done? Why don't you go ask the people literally that have died waiting to get into the VA? Why don't you go query and news media? Why don't you go look at the VA and then honestly say to yourself, yeah, we'll put our trust in the federal government about running a national health care. And Ron, at the end of the day, boil all this verbiage and crap and derision and confusion and absolute chaos, which is planned that way, obfuscate the facts. Did, before the vote was taken, did you hear anything that was in the new Obamacare Lite 2.0?
No, I didn't.
Well, nobody else did either. And congratulations. You know, the Democrats, I would expect, Nancy Pelosi with the now famous, this should be written on her tombstone, this should be her epitaph. Well, we'll just have to pass the bill to find out what's in it. You know, I mean, but basically the Republicans in 17 days cobbled something together that they had better than 7 years to work on, and then tried to just absolutely ram this down our throats. And well, Ryan, he was just totally, he was befuddled. He absolutely had no idea what went wrong, except that, well, it was that that Freedom Caucus. Yeah, the Freedom Caucus, and we didn't have the necessary votes. And, well, we're sorry, folks, you're stuck with Obamacare. And that, and he actually said that, and I'm thinking to myself, what do you mean we're stuck with Obamacare? If this would have been a vote, and you had the votes before, why didn't you now? You had the votes to dump Obamacare. But no, slam, bam, thank you, man. Obfuscation, no truth, no transparency, no nothing. We come up with a plan in 17 days. Ta-da! Wow.
Yeah.
I, you know, I'm starting to think, Ron, I'm serious about this. I'm not joking. I'm not being sarcastic. I'm starting to think that secession is the way to go. And I'll tell you why I think that. Because that's the next step toward, literally, that's the one step short of a civil war in this country. We're going to depend on the people that have caused us all the grief and all the stupid legislation they've passed. No corrective measures once something that they have done has gone sideways. No accountability. Buck being passed. Can kicked down the road. Debt keeps increasing. They've thrown money at literally everything, and everything is all screwed up.
You know, it was at one time, if the federal government went into bankruptcy, the citizens of the state didn't pay for it. That was the federal government. You can replace it. But today, it's on every one of our backs, whatever happens in the federal government.
Well, there's another interim step that we may take, because the founders were quite clear about this. Knowing the power of once it's amassed, it tends to continue to centralize and give more power to itself. And they readily understood this. The founders knew this and basically gave us several warnings in private and public utterances of that, well, when the thing blows up, just excuse them, fire all them, and just go a little bit further out west and set up shop. Well, we're out of territory, and I'll be hung upside down in a bucket of cocoa here if I'm going to move the White House and all the power structure out to California. Sorry. Not going to do it. Or a California Lite being Oregon and Washington. Just about as far gone.
Yes. So when we...
Go ahead.
When we talk about the Founding Fathers, we're also talking about the colonists and those citizens that were newly arrived, basically. Each of them had a Bible and Black's commentary. They knew their rights back then. This stuff would never have happened back at the early stages of this country.
And now here we are in 2017 with assets on the airwaves telling us that, well, these illegals have constitutional rights. Wow. Wow. And nobody really up there to do a counterpoint to this onslaught of absolute BS. I mean, they'll sit there, they'll do their little talk circles. I mean, it's amazing now. Everything is like a little dialogue to consensus conflab. I don't care if you go to MSNBC. I don't care if you go to Fox News. There they are, either sitting at tables or sitting on couches and being real comfortable, and then the lady showing us everything, but, you know, whatever. And the whole thing has changed. I mean, Did you see the clip? Now, I'm not a big Sean Hannity because he's been kind of a faux conservative. You know, the Constitution seems to have eluded this guy. Otherwise, he would have been a little bit harder and tracked and traced things a little bit better. But he's a personality. He's an opinion guy. But did you see the thing with ABC Nightline Ted Koppel? Did you happen to see that clip?
No.
Well, he went over to ABC, and for some reason they wrangled Ted Koppel in there. And they did, I think the interview was, I'm going to say 90 minutes. If memory serves, it was a 90-minute interview. Do you know what actually aired out of that 90 minutes? They tried to make Sean Hannity look like one of their kind of asshats. But I saw more clips associated more in context. Basically, what they did with Sean Hannity is they couldn't get anything, so they had Ted Koppel. Did you find that clip, by the way? Do me a favor, find the Ted Koppel Sean Hannity clip. It's only about 2 minutes long. You got a whole 2 minutes out of that 90-minute. And Ted Koppel is sitting there looking at Sean Hannity and going, you know, you're a danger to this country.
Jeez.
I'm sorry?
Long or short?
Well, how long is the long one? Hello? Okay, this is live radio. Huh? All right, go ahead and play that one. That gives a little bit more background to this in case I was in error. Yes, Sean Hannity, you can have 11 minutes of my airtime. We don't have time before the break. So let's just hang on to that for a moment. But, you know, this, if that's a call, I'll take it. They call and they hang up. It's not for lack of answering. By the way, before I forget this, Napolitano was quietly let go from Fox and then quietly brought back. A couple of weeks ago, I announced that they pretty much fired Napolitano, and they did. The only problem was that Napolitano was speaking truths. And, you know, for the Fox News, you can't have this little doppelganger out there hanging in the wind. So they had to bring him back in. And he returned to the airwaves this past Wednesday, standing by his claim that got him fired in the first place, or quietly let go. Let's just put it that way. That the British officials helped former President Barack Obama spy on the Trump Tower. So he says, you know what? The American public needs to know more about this rather than less, because a lot of the government surveillance and the authority, all this is going to expire this fall. So there was a point for him bringing this up, but they didn't like what he was saying. And this is Fox News. This is We Report, You Decide, people. And I'll tell you what, they've got their own little swamp to drain at Fox News, because it's becoming clear to me that there are people there that have an agenda that will report harshly, still tell the truth, but report harshly and with voice inflection and expressions on their face that they don't approve. And I, you know what? I've had enough of this. These people in this country wouldn't know journalism if it jumped out of a college and bit them on their backside or tore one of their cheeks off. What we have is opinion news, my agenda-driven, opinionated news. And what I've tried to do, Ron, on this network, you know, we've said this for years, it's not about left, it's not about right, it's about right or wrong, and it's about the Constitution. And here we all are. The voters in this country sent a clear signal by voting Donald Trump in, but they're still not listening. So either secession or Second American Revolution or something has got to take place, because they're still not getting it right. They're still not paying attention.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
I wasn't going to mention anything about this. That clip, that Sean Hannity clip, I mean, this I don't want to play this because this shows you the sheer idiocy and how Ted Koppel was accusing, you know what, the heck with it. Run the clip, skip the bottom of the hour break, I'll make it up. Skip the bottom of the hour break, go ahead and play that clip completely. This is Sean Hannity talking about the interview with Ted Koppel over at ABC. Go ahead.
Sean Hannity, welcome.
Howie, how are you, my friend?
Doing well. Ted Koppel says you're bad for America. Now, in fairness, he says opinion shows like yours are bad for America. Do you think he thinks, say, Rachel Maddow and Lawrence O'Donnell are equally bad for America?
Well, he only ran 70 seconds of 50-plus minutes of tape, so... I don't think they're bad for America. That's my honest, you know, the fact that they have a liberal opinion and they express it and they have an audience for their opinion is good for them. I mean, you know, when did more speech become a bad thing in America? I would make the argument, and I did to Ted Koppel, if they'd ever release the tape, Ted.
They won't.
If they'd ever release it, Howie. I made the argument. You know what? The media ignored vetting Obama. They ignored, let's see, Frank Marshall Davis. They ignored, he was an Alinsky disciple, an Acorn member, 20 years in the Church of Black Liberation Theology, GD America. America's chickens have come home to roost. Howie, imagine for one second, this is a media show. Donald Trump starts his campaign, not coming down an escalator at Trump Tower, but imagine it's in the home of an unrepentant terrorist whose group bombed the Pentagon, the Capitol, and New York City police headquarters. He only was asked one time about that important issue, and it was because I fed the question to George Stephanopoulos the night before, the day before the debate on my radio show.
All right. So let me stick with CBS standard. Here. On this question of editing, you know how it is with news magazine shows. You do a long interview. They edit it down for a 10 or 12-minute piece.
70 and you seconds? Say fake, why did I waste 15 minutes of my life?
Hold on, but you say fake edited news. Why fake?
It's fake because he didn't include my answer. I mean, listen, I'm going to be very honest. This was a really good, substantive, give-and-take exchange that I think people would benefit from seeing. Now, on the one hand, Ted thinks he's an objective reporter. I'm Ted Koppel, and this is Nightline. All right, that's fine. But Ted Koppel, I actually had an answer for him. And I respectfully deferred and let him make his comments. Then he goes right to the splice. And all I'm saying here is, look, if you're going to interview somebody for 50 minutes and then make yourself look as good as possible, that's a cheap shot. And I don't care that he thinks I'm bad for America, because I know otherwise. We report stories. Look, first of all, I give the American people a lot more credit than he does.
All right. And let's not have Sean Hannity talking about how great Sean Hannity is. Go to the clip. It's only a minute long or whatever. Go directly to the clip and play that. Because I saw an extended version of that clip that was about 4 minutes long. And Hannity was right. He point counterpoint with Ted Koppel. It had substance. It had everything that you would expect with two people on differing opinions on how news should be delivered. Go ahead and play it. What?
48 seconds.
48 seconds. That's it. Play it.
You have to give some credit to the American people that they're somewhat intelligent and that they know the difference between an opinion show and a news show.
Yeah.
You're cynical. Look at that. Yeah.
I am cynical because,
You think we're bad for America? You think I'm bad for America?
Yeah.
You do?
In the long haul, I think you and all these opinion
That's
shows...
That's sad, Ted.
No, you know why?
That's sad.
Because you're very good at what you do and because you have attracted a significantly
you
more influential...
You are selling the American people short.
Let me finish the sentence before you do that.
With all due respect.
You have attracted people who are determined that ideology is more important than facts.
Ideology is more important than facts. You know, it turns out that Ted Koppel, the likes of Walter Cronkite, and when I had heard this and reviewed the information and it proved to be true, Walter Cronkite forever in my mind became Walrus Crankcase, not even worthy of a pronunciation correctly of his name, a globalist. Are you watching? That's what he used to say. Yeah, we're watching.
To the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 12/24/36. Get your copy today.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Yeah, they call it Summer Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Wednesday's work, and it's all so sad.
Sorry, late coming back in. I was just texting Michael Rivero. At any rate, yeah, so here we all sit. Now, and I will have a great show. Thank you, Michael Rivero. As a matter of fact, some of your people are sticking around today, and I'm very happy about that. Very, very pleased about that. Welcome, Michael Rivero listeners. How you doing? Been here a long time. Where you been? At any rate. Finally, I've been watching Trump, and I've said this before, and I will say this again. You know, people with agendas, they have a tendency to downplay the ridiculous and the obvious if it doesn't suit their agenda. And I have told people, I am on a Trump watch. I am going to treat President Trump just as I would have treated Bill Clinton or Daddy Bush or Baby Bush or anybody else. Ronald Reagan, it doesn't matter. And what I saw him do is kind of contrary to what he was talking about. He said he would have never went into Iraq, so I'm expecting when he takes office that something positive in that is going to take place. And I'm seeing him hand more stuff over to the Pentagon. And some of his choices, some might call them war hawks. I wouldn't argue with that description. But maybe, just maybe, these are people that, yeah, they're war hawks, but they know a good war when they see one. And the 16 years we've been involved in the Middle East with going after Saddam Hussein initially, that's why I posted what I posted on the website, folks. You haven't seen it, go to republicbroadcasting.org and watch it. This was the interpreter that actually interpreted for Saddam Hussein during his trial and everything else. Well, at any rate. So here we are. We discover that, yes, it was the United States, and I'm sure with the help of our little friends over there in Israel, that in fact we were the ones that were funding and training ISIS. In Syria, got caught red-handed. The Ruskies are in there doing what they're doing and doing a hell of a job going after the anti-Assad faction that grew up just magically in Syria. Everybody was pretty happy except what was going on around them. Everything and everybody was getting blown to smithereens. Here was a guy that was elected into office with 86% of the vote. Folks, do you realize that's never happened in this country even? But it did in Syria. Bashar Assad was the people's choice by a wide margin. So we decide we're going to fund and train and topple his government for just the reason stated. They just wanted Assad out of there. They wanted regime change. For what reason? Not really specifically stated. Oh, he used chemical weapons. No, he didn't. Oh, well, he did that. No, he didn't. And they couldn't stand it. They couldn't get at him. And Bashar Assad would have already been gone if it weren't for Vladimir Putin and Russia. I don't think anybody would doubt that. But something is in the wind here. And I've got hands clasped, and I'm praying, and I don't pray. But U.S. President Donald Trump's decision not to focus on toppling Syrian President Bashar Assad marks an end to a 16-year-long master plan to effect regime change across the Middle East. Former U.S. Army Major Todd Pierce told Sputnik. So we have to get it from the Russians so we can get it here. On Friday, and this is directly from Sputnik of their Washington Bureau, on Friday, White House spokesman Sean Spicer said the United States should accept the political reality with respect to Assad and focus on eliminating Daesh, outlawed in Russia. The U.S. policy going back to 2001, according to WikiLeaks, has been the neoconservative fascist-modeled plan of people like Richard Perle, Michael Leadon, to create the greatest chaos and catastrophe with the greatest human cost possible in Syria. Now, he said this last Friday. Change in U.S. stance on Syria is what Trump promised and what Americans voted for. You know, the whole focus, what has the focus been on, Ron? The whole focus has been on Obamacare. In the meantime, there's other things that are going on. The consistent U.S. strategy to systematically destroy established governments across the entire Middle East and its region goes back to after the September 11, 2001, or the 9/11 Al-Qaeda attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people. Now, let me stop here. That said Al-Qaeda. Didn't say Saddam Hussein. It didn't say the Ba'ath Party. They can't say it because Saddam Hussein didn't have a damn thing to do with September 11, 2001 in this country. Pierce pointed, former NATO Supreme Commander General Wesley Clark revealed that immediately, and there's another thing the media never picked up on, Because that would change the narrative in these news stories now, wouldn't it? Revealed that immediately after 9/11, the Bush administration began to implement that plan with seven Mideast countries targeted for destruction. Notice I just didn't say regime change, I said destruction. With Syria in line right behind Iraq. Pierce went on to say, that U.S. policy was so successful in a diabolical purpose that we depopulated much of Syria. With the people depopulated, folks, are you hearing this? Depopulation? That means the people running out of that country, the means that people that couldn't run out of the country because they were dead. Yeah, that kind of depopulation. With the people often having nowhere to go but to Europe. With that massive population shift to Europe in turn having consequences for European politics, as we have seen. Now, isn't this kind of odd, Ron McDonald, that this narrative must be supported, that Assad is gassing his people, he's an evil leader, he has to go. And these poor Syrians, they're now refugees out of their war-torn countries, when it was, listen, folks, and heed this, and believe it because it is the God's honest truth. We were the ones that supplied the opposition to Assad. We trained them. We funded them. We caused anarchy within his own country and countless. And who's done the correct count? Hell, nobody knows. Countless dead in Syria because, you know, it was just one of those countries that was on the list of seven to go. Ron, I can't stand it anymore.
I agree with you. I forget the name of the military man that was going to take control of the house during the time that the attack happened. And he actually came out on a tape saying, well, we're going to attack this country, and this country. And it was planned by Bush to do that. So the cat was out of the bag way back when. You know, this wasn't something that happened because of 9/11. 9/11 was the propulsion to get it to happen.
And there is still quite a bit of contention around that one now, isn't there?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, well.
Do you remember that guy? I guess he was a general or whatever.
Wesley Clark.
Yeah, yeah.
And he went on numerous radio and television shows. He said the same thing. Nobody picked it up. Nobody really talked about it. It's burned into my mind because here was a guy that was in the loop that was told we have seven countries we're going after. This wasn't a kind of maybe sort of if something happens down the road, you know, we got to rethink our strategy in the Middle East. No, this was a full onslaught waging war, mind you, without declaring war because, you know, that has too many rules to follow. That to give a president the quote-unquote commander-in-chief only in time of war, and when the hell have we not been at war, but to give the commander-in-chief the go-ahead to go in and invade any country, kill anybody on the face of this planet, as long as they put it in the header of national security or any sub-header thereof. Millions of people have been killed in the Middle East. Should I say kill or should I say subjectively murdered?
That's more appropriate, I think.
Yeah, I think it is as well. So now we're talking, that's the guy. This is perfect here. This is the new DNC chair. What the hell is his name? Tom what?
Perez.
Perez. Oh. This is the new DN chair, folks, that says that Trump didn't win the election. Go ahead.
Yeah. January 20th was undeniably an important day in this country, but January 21st was far more important. March in Paris! stand for our values. That's what they said. Donald Trump, you didn't win this election.
Wow, Donald Trump, you didn't win this election. And they seem to be a little bit confused, Ron, because the popular vote does not reflect who gets into office. And this was a little trick that was played with Al Gore and George Bush, because they kept counting popular votes and going, okay, well, looks like Trump won by 200 votes. I'm sorry, Bush won by 200 votes. I'm sorry, we have the electoral process here in this country, and you can only cast your votes for whoever wins. They cast the popular vote. They cast their vote. Okay, then it goes into that little hopper that says, okay, the people of the state wants this guy as president, or this woman. Let me be inclusive. We want this woman as president. They completely ignore the electoral process. And I don't give a damn if 99.9% and most of the dead people in California for the last 100 years voted for Donald Trump. Some reports have it as many as 2 million votes more for Hillary Clinton than Donald Trump. But again, they're missing the point of the process.
And it's a,
go ahead.
It's a very good process. Otherwise, if we have large populations in, say, two states of the union, they would select the president every 4 years. No one else would be involved in it.
And all of this, and here comes the ironic part, Ron. We're talking about the federal government. Would you and I agree that the federal government has garnered power that they have no business garnering?
100%, I would agree with that.
Okay, so we have a problem with these assets coloring outside the lines, giving themselves more and more and more centralized power to run my life, your life, and everything else, commerce and, well, everything else in this country. And you know, the two questions to me that remain tantamount is, okay, you ceded yourself all this power, you've thrown billions and trillions of dollars at stuff, where's the good result? You know, I'm not opposed to spending $1.298 on a 50-cent product if it performs better than the $1.298 product. Okay, give me something cheaper.
Yeah.
But give me something cheaper that is constitutional in the first place. This is you want to talk about balances. Do you Trump thought that he needed somebody like Mike Pence, which I'll be honest with you out there, folks, I trust this person literally, and I'm no strong man, literally as far as I could pick his ass up and throw him, which wouldn't be very far. Instead, Donald Trump, and for the life of me, Trump should have sat down with Ron Paul and said, look, I'm a newbie, you've got 20-plus years in the Congress, I'm going to need some help, and I'm going to need some of your advice. I want you to be the vice president. I want you to be the VP pick. Imagine this. Even if they did, as some have submitted, that they killed Donald Trump, that would have made Ron Paul the president. Yay for us. But there was a man with experience up on the Hill that knew what a constitution was, the difference between a paper towel or our constitution. He would have been invaluable because he sat on the banking committees. He knows inside and out what's been going on in this country. This is why he wanted to audit the Fed. There would have been no better pick. Now, here's the deal. Ron Paul became known and loved by many in this country. Mike Pence, he's the governor of who? That's failing economically, that was for, well, this big global trade deal. All of a sudden now he's changed. Ron Paul still had the brand. If these two would have teamed up, it would have been better for Donald Trump. It would have been better for Ron Paul because he would have been in there right in the president's ear. And once the president realized, hey, this guy's pretty damn solid. We would have been miles down the road. Miles down the road. Instead, we get Mike Pence. Hopefully, Mike Pence will float off into oblivion. Nothing ever happens to Donald Trump. Trump, if he stays intact and his mind stays intact, he'll be 74 next election cycle. I don't know how old Ron Paul's going to be, but older, I think, is old, if not older than him. But if their minds are still intact, and rather than running somebody else in the Republican Party, Trump's a good start. But the next president of the United States should be driven by one thing and one thing only. The Constitution of the United States of America. Would you not agree?
I agree 100%. And, you know, I wonder what truth. I've heard that Ron Paul got out of the running because of family being threatened. I wonder how much truth is to that. Otherwise, I don't know why he...
Ron, I've told the story many times.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell it one more in case people didn't hear it, or when I told them, they didn't believe it. We'll be back.
No reason to get excited.
I was introduced to this remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, and to say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies per day, and the cost to the consumer for 9 to 11 servings is about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar in the store. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies helps boost the immune system by over 720%, and they also provide a health coach for you at no charge, to guide you with any questions you may have. And you can also visit their website for testimonials on balanceofnature.com. So take steps to give yourself better overall health and call them now, toll free, at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com right now. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo code TALK for a special discount. That's balanceofnature.com and use promo code TALK.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I forget the chief of staff, Ron Paul's chief of staff in Washington, D.C. These Congress critters, they have a bunch of different offices, okay? But this was the main guy in Washington, D.C. Now, let me stop and digress here for a second. Back, I believe it was in 2007, the inimitable Alex Jones. Alex Jones and I gave a speech down in McKinney Ruffs, Texas, in front of a crowd, I think it was numbering 100, 150. Pretty good little crowd. Ron Paul was there with his wife. Alex had already spoken. I always follow Alex. Go figure. And Ron Paul had already spoken. And there was Ron and his wife standing off in the corner. Nobody was approaching him. Nobody was talking to him. So when Alex was doing his thing, I sauntered over there and I started talking to him. And I said, you know, I said, have you considered a run for the presidency? Simultaneously, Ron, not kind of, not echoing, not nodding, not simultaneously, Ron Paul said, they will kill me. His wife said the exact same thing, except one difference. They would kill him, she said. And I looked at both of them and I said, okay. What about running for governor of Texas? Same thing. I said, and maybe Mr. Paul thought I was being disrespectful, but I always felt an affinity toward this guy, and I addressed him by his first name. I said, Ron. I said, you don't quite understand. I said, if you were the governor of Texas, I said, you would have as much security as you would need. You'd be up to your eyeballs in it. People would literally lay down their lives for your preservation. I said, they would have to drop a nuclear weapon on Austin to get rid of you. So, Ron Paul, in 08, well, actually, it was before that. It had to have been before that. He throws his hat in the ring. Well, 75% of the people here in Texas didn't even know that Ron Paul was already in the House, and they didn't even know who the hell he was. Okay, so much for, you know, top brand. But the next election cycle, let's fast forward to 2012. People knew who Ron Paul was. And his brand was building and building and building. Well, we all saw what happened with his campaign. People were scratching their heads going, wait a minute, something's amiss here. So there was some Republican bigwig in Houston. I gave him a call. He came down here. We went, and as a matter of fact, went and saw Laffer. Yeah, the Laffer curve, that guy. It was a luncheon. He and I were seated together. And I looked across the table at him, and I said, really? I said, we have to sit here and listen to this guy talk to us about economics when we really know what's driving things? And he goes, yeah, you're right. Let's go. So we walked outside, and we began our conversation in earnest. I looked at him, and I said, look, I said, we've got to do something. I see there's some great peril ahead, and we've got to do something. So he says, let me call my people. We set up a meeting in Houston. His chief of staff came down from Washington, D.C., walked into that meeting and ranted literally for 30 minutes how disgusted he was about the campaign, this, that, and the other. He didn't know me. I simply looked across the table at him, and I said, are you finished, sir? Realizing what he had just done, he was pissed off because he saw his guy and his campaign being waylaid. We actually started to do a parallel campaign to get this guy elected that never wanted the spot. That's the story. And I got it directly from the horse's mouth.
Oh, see, I didn't know. I had no idea you became that close with Ron Paul on this.
Yeah. All right, second hour coming up.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.